Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Judy Sisson and Sally Rose Hollis from Southern Accord, a new group that's getting their start in Ruston. Welcome, ladies. Thanks for being with us today on Lanyap. Good to have you.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with you, Judy. What is Southern Accord? What are you guys?
We are a community chorus that sings four-part a cappella harmony, mostly in the barbershop style, so the chords are very tight. Of course, our object is always to hear that overtone, that fifth chord, so we're very excited to get the chorus started off. Our open house is tomorrow night.
So a brand new chorus, and Sally Rose, y'all are over in Ruston. You're open to any ladies that want to come sing, right?
Yes, all ages, all levels of experience, all voice ranges. You know, we need a lot of people to come out and help us sing and ring those chords, like Judy said.
And a brand new group who's getting their start. You've got a welcome night tomorrow night, 6:30. Where are you guys going to be?
We're going to be in the Fellowship Hall at the Presbyterian Church of Ruston. That's 212 North Bonner. It'll be in the back of the building. Just drive on around, and we'll come in through the breezeway back there.
All right. Judy, you need to ask a little bit about experience. What kind of experience do you need to do this?
You really don't have to have any experience. If you love to sing, come on. You don't have to know how to read music at all. Quite a few of our ladies do not read music, so that is not a priority at all. If you love to sing, come on.
We have learning tracks that help them learn music, and I like to say that you don't have to have a solo voice, because I sure don't.
So the new group coming together, and I asked earlier, are y'all part of anything? Because there's been associations of singers, but you said you're not. You're just starting this and getting going, right?
That's right. We're calling ourselves an independent community chorus. But we do want to reach out to the art community, of course, and work with other organizations in the area.
So just like the great David Pumpkins, you're its own thing. Let me ask you a little bit about the types of music you're going to sing. What if somebody comes out, what are they going to be able to sing about?
We actually sing all genres of music. We have a gospel set. We're currently starting on some Christmas music. We hope to perform around the community, doing some Christmas songs. We love to go to nursing homes and sing for them. We some pop music, like Happy by Pharrell Williams. We just sing all kinds of music, so it's a lot of fun.
Patriotic.
Oh, yes, patriotic.
Oh, yeah. It won't be long till we've got some patriotic holidays coming up, and you can put your services to use. Are you, when you rehearse, what does a rehearsal look like for you guys? What do you do when you come to rehearsal?
Well, to begin with, we do a short physical warm-up, and that's not to scare anybody, but just to get your body ready to sing and to start feeling like a unit. And then we do vocal warm-ups, vocal ease, and just helping us know how to use our voice. And occasionally we have what we call sectionals, where each section, bass, baritone, lead, tenor goes and works on its own music, and we come back and we just get together and go through the music, and our director says, yes, that's good, or wait, stop a minute, let's work on this.
Judy, you've got a shirt on, says you sing bass. I sing bass.
The rest of the shirt says, I sing bass because I can.
Yeah. Well, you're the foundation. The base is the bottom. Everything builds from there. I want to ask you about that. So being a lady singing bass in a ladies ensemble, do you sing the bass part? Is it all up an octave? Is it down in the bass range? How do you sing bass in a ladies ensemble?
That's a good question. Our music is all arranged for ladies' voices, like we said, mostly in that barbershop style. So, yes, I would probably be singing an octave higher than you would. But there's a lot of ladies out there that have a lower register. And so this fits them just perfectly.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So no need to read music, Sally Rose. you guys are starting this. What made you guys start this? Where did the idea come from?
Well, a lot of us have experience in other a cappella groups, and we just decided, actually, one of the groups that we were in dissolved, and we said, well, we're just going to start our own group, and we're going to do our own thing. We love to sing. We couldn't imagine our life without it.
The rehearsal is coming up. You've got a meet and greet tomorrow night, 6:30 at the Presbyterian Church. You're going to meet folks and see if it's a good fit for them, right?
Absolutely. And we would love to all ladies to come and just fit in with us. We'll welcome you warmly, of course, and show you what it's all about. Now, let's say you have something planned tomorrow night and you can't make it. That's fine. All of our rehearsals every Thursday night at 6:30 are open, so you can come the next week if you'd like.
Now, have y'all put a geographic limit on it, or is it just Ruston, or is it you can come from anywhere as long as you can get there?
You can come from anywhere. In fact, our director drives in from Grayson near Columbia every week, an hour. Judy lives here in Monroe, and she drives in, and we're probably going to have some people from Farmerville pretty soon. So if you love to sing and you can get in your car and come on over, you know, that'll be great.
Now, is there like an audition or anything, or you just come on and sing?
There is an audition. Of course, you don't have to audition tomorrow night. Don't worry about that at all. If you're interested in becoming part of our chorus, you know, after several weeks, then there'll be a certain song maybe that you will be given to sing. And so we can hear your voice singing to audition with that. But you don't have to sing alone at all. You will be singing with the rest of us. So, you know, it's not a difficult thing. And it's not, of course, the word audition makes you kind of nervous to begin with, but don't worry about that at all.
I like to say it's user-friendly.
That's Judy Sisson and Sally Rose Hollis with the Southern Accord. For folks to find out more, how do they do that to learn more about your group?
Well, they can go to our website, which is Southern Accord, and that's all together. And Accord is spelled A-C-H-O-R-D, chorus, southernaccordchorus.org, or we have a Facebook page, Southern Accord Chorus.